Dave Malarkey's up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn. Weekdays from 1230 to 2 on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn. 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. Where did the weekend go, huh? Whoosh, it's gone already. Halloween is gone. Now we have Election Day coming up tomorrow. Right after that, it'll be Veterans Day. And wow, the holiday season. Well, we have another gorgeous day here in Butler. Ha ha. What a fall it's been for dreary, wet days. At least it's warm. The temperatures are actually approaching 60 degrees right now. Good program today. We're going to be talking about the upcoming Pancake Festival and the folks at Live Steps in just a second. A little bit later, there is a Veterans Day concert to benefit the Community Health Clinic of Butler County, so we'll get details on that. And we're also expecting some students from Butler High School later on the program today. Their all-school play is this coming weekend, I believe. We'll get the details on that later with them. But first, we say hello to Carol Leshensky, Senior Vice President at Next Tier Bank. Carol, good to see you again, as always.
As always, good to see you too, Dave.
Yes, and Next Tier has selected as the Spotlight Nonprofit of the Month this month of November, Life Steps here in Butler.
Absolutely. They're such a great organization. You know, they help so many people, and people of all ages, you know, individuals from children to senior citizens, and they do such good in our community. So we're very proud to be a partner with Life Steps.
We're also pleased to have Vice President of Development for Life Steps, Cassandra Kokoski, here. Cassandra, good to see you again, too.
Good to see you again, Dave.
Yeah, nice to have you here. It's a big week for Life Steps. Tomorrow there's the annual Life Steps Rotary Pancake Breakfast.
Yes, tomorrow we have our 59th annual Life Steps and Rotary Election Day Pancake Festival, where we will be serving pancakes for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. So 12 hours of pancakes.
They're not just for breakfast anymore. No. Remember that campaign? It was for orange juice, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a long, long, just too young for you. Do you remember that, Cassandra?
No, I do not.
Really?
I do, Dave,
yeah.
Unfortunately.
It was on TV for a couple of years.
Yes, it was.
The orange juice growers, I guess, down in Florida. But anyway, pancakes are not just for breakfast anymore. In fact, I always get pancakes on Election Day at the Life Steps Rotary thing. And I never have them in the morning because I'm on the air. So I usually have a late lunch or an early dinner of pancakes. They're good. Details, in case somebody has to leave us, Cassandra, before we're finished talking. Where will this take place?
Yep, so the Election Day Pancake Festival is tomorrow at Tanglewood, as I mentioned, from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets day of are $7 a ticket, or children under 5 eat free.
Mm-hmm.
And we have pancakes and Miller's meat sausage,
as
well as coffee and juice and milk, as well as raffles and bake sales. So a lot of fun activities going on tomorrow.
Can you still buy one today for a buck off?
Yes, you can. So you can still buy a ticket today from a local Rotarian, who are our wonderful partners, or at Life Steps central office on Eberhard Road.
Mm-hmm. Well, $7. Heck, that's nothing really. And what a great cause you're helping out. All the proceeds go to help your various programs?
Yes, so the proceeds go to the Life Steps Family Caring Fund, mm-hmm. which each year helps to support programs such as our Child Check program that are free developmental and autism screenings for children age 5 and under. It also helps to support our children's services programs and some of the many other programs that we offer.
Do you know, it's obviously long before your time, Do you know how long Rotarians and Life Steps have teamed up for this Election Day pancake breakfast?
This is our 59th year.
59 years?
59 years, which really you don't see too many events that have been around for 59 years.
So that's back to the mid-60s, really. Yeah,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
Mid-60s. Wow. Ooh. Hey, thank goodness for the Rotarians, huh?
Yes, we're so grateful for the partnership with the Rotarians. They really help make this event possible, and also partners like NextTier. So they're an event sponsor for the event. So the community support is what has made this event go on for 59 years.
It takes a lot of volunteers, too. I mean, nobody works the entire day, but people are busy behind the griddle and serving everything up and so on and so forth. It's been at Tanglewood now for several years. Great venue for it. A lot of room in there.
Yes. No, we love the Tanglewood. It's a great center to work with, and it's allowing us to have a lot of room to have those griddles and then also for folks to be able to sit comfortably and kind of enjoy the meal with friends or family.
It makes the line move quicker, too.
When yes.
I know since I've been going there, you can move through pretty quickly. Yeah. Hint, folks, go when I go, about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Not much of a crowd there.
Yes. And we always tell people, too, we have takeout. So you can come in and take it out with you if you don't want to stay at
Tanglewood.
Yep, so we do have takeout.
Yeah. So you got your pancakes, you got your sausage, right? Did you say from Miller's Meats?
Yep, Miller's Meat Sausage.
Mm-hmm. Local sausage. And all the accoutrements, syrup and all that you would expect.
Yeah. Yep, and coffee and milk and juice and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's a good deal. And if I were really hungry, could I go back for a second pancake?
Yes, it is all you can eat.
All you can eat.
That's even better.
Mm-hmm.
What are you looking at me for, Carol? All you can eat.
I'm guilty also. I would go back several times.
Now, I've gone back for another piece of sausage or something, but I got to be honest with you. Pancakes are very filling.
They are.
You know, pancakes, I mean, you eat a couple, maybe three pancakes, and it's like, I don't know. They explode in your stomach or something, you know. You just, gosh, I'm full already. But if you're not, you go back for more.
Yes.
Get them fresh baked right off the griddle. So let's talk about Life Steps and why NextTier Bank has selected Life Steps as the Spotlight Nonprofit of the Month. You have programs that benefit families, young people, older people, seniors. Started out, though, by the way, Life Steps, everybody knows that name around here now, but years and years ago, it was Easter Seals, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, and actually, if you even go farther than that, our history started as a group of local Butler parents who were Rotarians, and that at the time saw a lot of children in the area that had polio, and they didn't have the ability to drive down to Pittsburgh for, health care. So the parents got together and started a rideshare, and that's actually how Life Steps started in 1923.
You know, somebody showed me a photograph of that. I don't know whether it was at the Historical Society or maybe it was a Rotarian that showed it to me. But during the polio epidemics in that, you know, 40s and 50s, it was horrendous. Some polio victims, they had a mild version. Maybe they had some muscle aches for a while. Others were left with mobility problems, you know, paralysis in the legs. That affected President Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. But in the more severe cases, the muscles of the chest were affected, and kids couldn't breathe. So they had what they called iron lungs. And the only ones were in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And that's what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
There was a group here in Butler that organized rides to Pittsburgh for these kids so that they could spend time in these iron lungs. Have you ever seen a picture of one?
Yes, I have.
Yeah,
yeah, very intimidating. I can't imagine
I
as
agree.
A child.
It's a good word to use. It would be very scary as a child to be put in one of those things, you know. I don't think they use them anymore. I think, well, first of all, praise be to God, we've pretty much eliminated polio. But they're very intimidating. But thanks to the people in Butler who got together and said, let's raise money and get rides to take these kids to Pittsburgh.
Yep, and 94 years later, we're now serving over 7,000 people each year.
You know, I was astonished when Cassandra came in. We were chatting a little bit before we went on the air. I don't know whether I missed this. I knew that Life Steps had been expanding. Their headquarters, by the way, is on Eberhard Road, right at the corner of Eberhard and Newcastle. If you know where Staples is, you know where Life Steps is, because they're right across the road, right across Eberhard Road. I realized you have been expanding. I didn't realize you're in like a gazillion counties now.
Well, yeah, not a gazillion, so, but we are across 10 Western PEA counties, and then we actually have subsidiaries that we work with that cover a wider range. So we really cover Western PA.
So tell us a little bit about these services in 10 different counties. Your headquarters, though, is still in Butler, right?
Yes, our headquarters is still in Butler, and we like to describe that we provide care along life's journey. So what that means is that we provide care, as I mentioned, to children as young as at birth for those child check screenings, but then we have child care, preschool. We are an organization that believes strongly in early education, so we have preschool, and we're a proud pre-K counts provider. From there, we actually then work with adults and with intellectual and developmental disabilities in programs like our adult training facilities or an amazing program that we have here that started in the Butler County area, our transition program. So if you come to Pancake tomorrow, you're actually going to get a chance around lunchtime to meet some of our transition students who are going to be there helping out, volunteering for the day and learning job skills. So this is a program for students that have transitioned from high school to life after high school, that adulthood transition of helping them determine building job skills, building social skills, building life skills. So it's a wonderful program that started about 5 years ago that's really expanded. And then we have programs expanding through life, community homes, allowing those individuals who may otherwise be institutionalized, having them be a part of the community and have 24/7 care. And then we have programs in Butler County, our Adult Day Health Service program. So as you can see, we really cover that, providing care along that generation.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned pre-K counts. Preschool, where does that take place, Cassandra?
That is actually, we have pre-K counts programs in Beaver County, Butler County, and actually we'll be opening one up in Armstrong County. So Butler is actually at our central office on that Eberhardt and Newcastle location.
Mm-hmm. Is this an expensive thing, pre-K counts?
Yeah. So pre-K counts is a Pennsylvania Commonwealth program. So it's free for families that qualify. So for a family of four to qualify for free preschool care, they need to make around $75,000 a year or under. So it's, like I said, it's a Commonwealth funded program that's really amazing because it really focuses on that early education and preparing children for kindergarten. We know that for every $1 invested in early education, it can save $7 down the road in care and services. So we really believe in making sure that children with or without disabilities have that foundation to start their life off right.
Is there a waiting list for this?
Depending on the classrooms, right now we do not have a waiting list, so there might be some spots open, I think, in Butler County.
I've read a couple of Wire stories about this and the importance of pre-K. We're learning more and more about early education. Carol, I don't know about you. I came from a very small town here in western Pennsylvania. And when I was that age, we didn't even have kindergarten in my district. I started in first grade. And now just about everybody has kindergarten. We're talking about pre-K, pre-kindergarten.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I read in the Wire stories, Cassandra, kids who don't have pre-K, they're starting behind the eight ball compared to other kids in kindergarten.
Yes, because we can identify, so for instance, children that maybe have a little bit of speech or behavior, that maybe just need a little bit of therapy or a little bit of help, or you know, learning their letters or numbers a little bit early, need a little bit of guidance. Mm. We can help them along the way so that when they start kindergarten, they're really ready and prepared to be in school. For some kids, it may be simply transitioning from being with mom or grandparent or a caregiver during the day to a half day or a full day school program. Yeah. So helping them understand and transition well.
These would be many kids, even without any special needs whatsoever. There's a socialization problem that they need to experience so that they can, you know, advance in kindergarten and first grade. I know when I was in first grade, for some kids it took most of the year just to become used to, you know, working in that sort of a situation. They were coming from a home, they didn't. Here they are in a room with 20 or 30 kids and didn't know what was going on. It was mayhem sometimes.
Yes. Well, I think one of the wonderful things about our classrooms are they're inclusive classrooms. So children with and without special needs learning and growing together. So they're both learning to accept and acknowledge and learn from each other and move along that track to start school in the best place they can.
You also mentioned child care, or is child care through Life Steps?
Yes, so we also provide child care as young as 6 weeks old up to getting ready for kindergarten. So that's a program that essentially starts at 6 a.m. to around 5:30 in the afternoon, where oftentimes even those children that are in that pre-K counts program will come in the morning, go to pre-K counts, and then maybe do child care afterwards, depending on their parent or guardian schedule.
What about Early Head Start? Do you have that?
Yes, we are the Early Head Start provider in Beaver County. Mm-hmm. So we serve approximately 107 children and or expecting mothers each year in the Early Head Start program.
Talking with Cassandra Kokoski, she is a Vice President of Development for Life Steps, headquartered here in Butler, but now with programs in 10 counties here in western Pennsylvania. Talk about care for families now. You mentioned this. I'm kind of going back here and picking up some details on some of the programs that you mentioned. One of them is Child Check, and I can remember from the first time I heard about this, and it's a long, long time ago because I know Life Steps has been doing it for a long, long time. I said, man, this has got to be one of the greatest things in the world, and it's free. It's
yes,
free.
It is free.
What is Child Check?
So Child Check's a program that's been around for about 35 years that Life Steps has been operating, and they are free developmental and autism screenings. So what I like to tell people is if we were in a room watching a Child Check screening right now, we might think that that screener and that child are playing and having activities, but really that screener is kind of watching to see how that child is maybe meeting different milestones depending on their age. And the wonderful thing about it is afterwards the screener then will be able to maybe identify, are we seeing some red flags where maybe they're not meeting those developmental milestones? Or is it something simple as here's a tip for the parents if their baby's not rolling over? So it's not a red flag, but here's some fun activities you can learn at home. If there is a red flag, then they're able to point parents to resources that then can help with them support.
I'm amazed that you folks can sometimes identify at such an early age. I mean, some of these are toddlers, you know, what might be a future problem. For example, the ordinary person would say, how the heck do you check a child's vision when they're 2 or 3 years old? Or how do you check for autism if they're on the autism spectrum at that age? But you can do that, can't you?
Yeah, like I said, it's amazing. Some of the tools they use look simply like a child following their hands along a line. It's age dependent, but there's a lot of activities that help that screener kind of determine where they might be in their developmental stages.
Mm. Wow. Let's talk with Carol for a minute here. Carol Lachinsky is a senior vice president at Next Tier. Tell us about Next Tier Connects. What does Next Tier Bank do to help nonprofits like Life Steps?
Well, the first thing and the most important thing we do is we have a Spotlight Nonprofit of the Month. And this is where we choose a nonprofit who is a customer of Next Tier, and we offer them awareness, first of all. I think, you know, just getting the word out always helps. So we spotlight that nonprofit throughout our branch network, and we also allow them to come on your show, which I think is a great opportunity for them to share their mission and the events that are going on. And then they also get some proceeds. We have chocolate-covered pretzels and some other goodies, too, that we offer. They're very reasonable, $1. And then we also have our employees have Friday's Jeans Days. And then the Nonprofit of the Month gets the proceeds. And for November, we usually divide it up because a lot of our branches are located in Butler and Armstrong County. So typically, we have two Spotlight Nonprofits of the Month. But being that Life Steps, as you just mentioned, is so vast in their geographic footprint, they're just our spotlight nonprofit for both regions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Which we're very grateful for.
And in many cases, not necessarily with Life Steps, but with some other smaller nonprofits, you know, they don't have staff people to take care of stuff like even, you know, when they have a successful fundraiser to handle the money.
That's exactly right. You know, that the Spotlight Nonprofit is really for them for the growing awareness, but we also have a lot of facets of the Next Year Connects program that we can help them with. Obviously, a lot of it might just be the standard banking needs, checking, savings, CDs, but we also have programs to help them with fundraising events, collecting donations, tracking donations. We can help them with some social media, website design, things like that. We've recognized that some nonprofits are, as a whole, I guess, more than some, that industry can be underserved in certain ways because, as you mentioned, you know, it takes money and labor. And you nonprofits like Life Steps, you're focusing on what you're supposed to be doing, you know, helping those in need. So, yeah, there's a lot that we've developed in this Next Year Connects program that we feel that we can really help the nonprofits grow in multiple ways.
I mean, the smaller nonprofits, they simply don't have, they can't afford to have people on staff that are experts in fundraising and campaigns and that sort of thing. In fact, many of the smaller nonprofits who formerly had offices in every county have merged now, and there'll be two or three counties together, you know, that to share office space, office equipment, staff, and that sort of thing. So it's a good thing that Next Year does.
It is. It really is a good thing, and it's been a benefit. It's been a win-win in so many ways for the bank, for the community, and especially for the nonprofits. Mm.
Let's take a break. We'll talk a little bit more with Cassandra about Life Steps and the good things that they do. Here on It's Your Turn on WISR, we will be back right after these words.
That's one of the more recognizable doo-wop songs, recorded by Frank Sinatra, Bing Crosby, even Elvis. But most well-known is sung by the legendary Marcells. See them perform live at Tanglewood, your hometown center for entertainment, Saturday, November 10th. Doors open at 6. BYOB dinner by Chef George at 7. Showtime at 8. Tickets, $25. Call 287-0021 for reservations.
Dr. William Saar of Butler Health System with the story of a remarkable recovery.
Come fall, Dale's mind wanders toward the woods. I want the rest of him to follow, but his ankle wouldn't allow it. With the latest technology and our talented caring team, we were able to get him back out there. It's about improving the quality of people's lives every day, and Dale is proof.
At Butler Health System, we know what it takes to provide the very best of care, but more importantly, we know why we have to.
Welcome back. It's the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. Monday, November 5th. My goodness, we're almost a week into November already. Ooh, wow. We're talking about Life Steps. It's the Next Year Spotlight Nonprofit of the Month, and we're pleased to have Cassandra Kokoski with us. She is Vice President of Development for Life Steps. We've talked about some of your services. They are many. We've talked mainly about help for families and younger kids. What about adults? You have Adult Day Health Services. Tell us a little bit more about that, Cassandra.
Yep, so that is a program based in Butler that is for adults, basically seniors. That's a day program. And the wonderful thing about this program is it helps seniors who are maybe not at the point where they need to go to nursing home care, but maybe their family's not comfortable with them staying home by themselves during the day. Mm-hmm. It allows them a place to go where they can stay active, where they can socialize with other seniors, and where we have a nurse on call there. So we're also kind of maintaining health. The average for across the nation for programs like that to help seniors stay out of nursing home care is 2 years. Ours is actually double that. So we really help seniors kind of stay out of the nursing home system as long as they can. It's a wonderful program. I love going to visit our ADHS program. And what's really neat is that is in the same center as our children's services. So we do a lot of wonderful intergenerational program. So last week, they were just down there with the seniors for Halloween. They'll do some activities around Thanksgiving and the holidays. So it's really wonderful to see the seniors and the children engage together.
So this takes place at your headquarters building on Eberhard Road. A lot of people might drive by that if they've never been in, not realize how big it is.
Yes,
it is. It's a lot bigger inside than it looks when you drive by.
It is deceiving from the outside. Yeah. We have our children's services programs, that adult day health service program, and then we also have a program called, we call it Butler Best. It's for our adults with intellectual and developmental disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Getting back to the adult day health services, even for, and this happens in many families these days, if you have older parents, particularly if a spouse has died, they might move in with their adult children. Mm-hmm. And in today's day and age, in the majority of households, both spouses are working. So how do you leave dad or mom alone at home when both of their adult children are off of work? That's where you come in.
Yeah, and that's where they can have them sign up and come to our program. The other great thing about this program, too, is we have a tour in almost a, we call it kind of a tour day, and they can come and enjoy the day. So they can see if it's a good fit for that senior or if it, you know, that family has a chance to kind of see how it's going to feel comfortable with.
Can people sign up for just 1 or 2 days a week for this?
Yes. So they do not have to come all 5 days. Mm-hmm. They can come 1 or 2 days fitting their schedule.
I can remember a long time ago when I first started learning about Life Steps that they had speech and language services. Do you still do that?
Yes, we do. We have speech, language, and behavioral services for children and also for adults with disabilities. These programs, the wonderful thing about the speech and language program for the children, too, is so while the children are in our program, the parents don't have to worry about then taking them out of the program and going to a separate location or doing it after hours when the parents are off work, that it's encompassed in the program day. And then also it's communicated with the teachers and the family, so it's everyone working together to help kind of increase that child speech, or whether it's helping assist with other kind of behaviorals.
So, I don't know. They used to refer to this sometimes as a speech impediment. I don't know whether that term is used anymore or not, but is that what we're talking about here for speech services?
Yeah. So some children that join our program may be children that maybe they're at an age where they should be speaking and they're not even speaking at that point. So some of it is just helping a child become comfortable with that early language. Some of it is working on different speech identification and verbiage and things like that. So there's a wide array, and our therapists are very well trained and do a wonderful job.
You can see how this would hamper kid, perhaps even greatly, as they're trying to go through school, you know, as they get into higher elementary grades and junior and senior high school, had a speech problem, it'd be horrible.
Yeah, and it really goes back to that our belief in having that education, early education is so important, and that is part of that.
Mm-hmm. And if you can start working on that early on, you have a much better chance of taking care of it, you know?
Yeah. So many of the children that join our program join the program, which what's known as an IEP, an individual education plan. Some of them start kindergarten without that IEP. Some of them still go into kindergarten with the IEP, but we've helped them along the way.
And you said behavioral services, too? What's that all about?
Yes. So that's where our staff come in and help assist teachers or parents or even adults to understand. So for some folks with disabilities, can you imagine if you weren't able to speak? And even trying to communicate with someone and how frustrating that would be. So oftentimes behaviors might come out because of that frustration of lack of communication. So this is part of where the therapists work with everyone. Simple things like maybe starting sign language or developing techniques so if you are nonverbal, how you can communicate with others.
Mm. And some people on the autism spectrum are nonverbal.
Yeah.
Well, you can understand how this could lead to problems later on in life. Sometimes even problems with law enforcement authorities who don't understand what's happening and people are acting out simply because.
Yeah, and our goal is we want to help any of the individuals we serve live their life to the fullest. And that's different for everyone. So that's why we really look at that personalized care, whether it be from a child in our early education program up to those seniors in that ADHS program.
We're talking about some of the many programs, and believe me, folks, we're scratching the surface here, some of the many programs available through Life Steps. Speaking of older adults, what about dementia issues? Any help there?
Yep, so that's also a part of our ADHS program. And then we also have they meet monthly, a dementia or a support group. So it's after hours, led by one of our staff, to invite anyone that's has a parent or a spouse or anyone who's in that area to come in and talk about how they're feeling, maybe get tips and things like that. So that's on a monthly basis, and we promote that on social media and our website.
Mm-hmm. Again, folks, we're scratching the surface. Can people call you or go online, or how do they find out more information about Life Steps?
So they can call our main office at 724-283-1010, or they can always check out our website, lifesteps.net, and that will allow them to connect about information about all our different programs. And then we also have a Facebook page where I always encourage people that's got event information.
Do you have offices or locations in many of these other counties as well besides Butler?
Yes, we do. We have program centers in Armstrong, Beaver, Indiana County, Washington County, and I think that's it. Yeah.
I didn't realize that Life Steps had grown so big. Did you, Carol?
I just know because of my partnership with them, but it's impressive how much they've grown. 10 counties, you know, they definitely are covering a big portion of our state.
10 counties. There's 67 counties in Pennsylvania, so you're getting a bigger and bigger percentage. Yeah. And who would have believed? All started with some Rotarians back these many years ago to help polio victims here.
1923.
A rideshare program that has grown to so much.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing. Well, listen, if you want to help out, and you're not exactly punishing yourself either tomorrow, you can go for pancakes at the Life Steps Rotary Pancake Breakfast. And for folks who have joined us in midstream here, Cassandra, maybe we can go over the details of that again for tomorrow for Election Day for the pancakes.
So you can visit us anytime tomorrow from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Tankwood Center for pancakes. They cost $7 a day of for all-you-can-eat pancakes.
Mm-hmm. Pancakes, sausage from Miller's Meats, and all the trimmings, coffee, juice, whatever. Well, I'll be there again, I guarantee you. And all the proceeds go to?
The Life Steps Family Caring Fund, which helps to support programs that Life Steps has for children, adults, and seniors.
By the way, this is also a bit of a social occasion. Carol, I can never recall going there that I didn't see 5 or 10 people that I knew, and you end up talking to each other. You know, I go over to their table, they come over to your table, you chat for a little while. So
that's absolutely right. It's just a fun event, and it's fun, but you're giving to a worthy cause. So, you know, everybody can consider going if they can.
Yeah. And thanks to all the volunteers, and especially Rotarians who organize this. And it's Rotarians from several different Rotary clubs around the area.
The Butler Rotary Clubs.
Butler Rotary
AM
Clubs?
AM and PM, both.
Well, thank you, Cassandra. Yeah, there's an AM and a PM Butler Clubs. Thank you, Cassandra. Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Cassandra Kokoski is Vice President of Development for Life Steps. And Carol, always good to see you too.
Likewise, Dave. Thank you so much.
Next year, Mike made a good choice for a Spotlight Nonprofit of the Month this month.
We sure did.
Yeah. More to come on It's Your Turn. We take a break. We're scheduled to talk about an upcoming concert to honor veterans that will benefit the Community Health Clinic of Butler County. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes, so stick around. We'll be back with more on It's Your Turn here on WISR after this.
I have a simple question. Do you want the school taxes on your home eliminated? I'm Scott Wagner, and I'm running for governor to get it done. There's nothing to stop me because I'm not owned, I can't be bought. And I've never met a problem I didn't want to roll up my sleeves and fix. This may be your only opportunity ever to eliminate the school taxes on your home, but you have to vote for me on November 6th and let me fix this problem once and for all. I'm Scott Wagner, and I've approved this ad. Today, a caravan of thousands is advancing to our southern border in blatant defiance of our president. Emboldened by this defiance, two more caravans have formed out of Central America, headed for our border. No neighborhood is safe in a nation that tolerates trespassing. I'm Scott Wagner, and I'm running for governor. I want you to know that unlike Tom Wolf, there will be no sanctuary in Pennsylvania for trespassers so long as I'm governor. Vote for me on November 6th, and I'll keep Pennsylvania safe. I'm Scott Wagner, and I've approved this ad.
The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location downtown Butler to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Nearly 80% of adults in the United States experience neck and back pain at some point in their lives, ranging from mild to traumatic. The specialists at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat back pain with conservative options and can offer advanced surgical procedures when needed. To learn more, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-877-874-7483. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Welcome back, good friends. Our next guests are with us here in the studio for the Monday edition of It's Your Turn. We're going to be talking about an upcoming concert marking Veterans Day. Let's say hello to our guests. First of all, Jim Cunningham is here. Jim has been working with the Community Health Clinic of Butler County for some time. Jim, good to see you.
Good to see you, Dave.
Also with us is Pastor Mary Malloy. Pastor, good to see you, too.
It's great to be here.
She's the pastor at St. Andrew's United Presbyterian Church here in Butler. And also with us is Deanna Gold. Deanna, good to see you. Haven't seen you in a couple of years.
Thanks for having us, Dave.
Yeah, yeah. You are director of music at St. Andrew's, am I right on
that?
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, and also a very well-known soloist here in our region, Tri-State area. Jim, have you ever heard this young lady sing?
Yes, I have. She's singing with the band, actually, next Sunday. So.
Oh, wow. Terrific. I've done a couple of concerts with her, classical music, and it's terrific. Speaking of St. Andrews, before I forget about this, Pastor, you just had a big weekend. You had your Scottish thing, right?
We did.
A couple of weeks ago?
We did. That's an annual celebration. We celebrate our Scottish Presbyterian heritage with bagpipes and special music and a special service, and then we usually have a luncheon with Scottish food and, and Scottish entertainment.
We did a news story on that a couple of weeks ago, and I mentioned, somebody said, what's the connection with the St. Andrews in Scotland? And I said, well, St. Andrews is a patron saint of Scotland, right? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I bet there's a rich tradition with the Presbyterian Church.
There is. There's a long history of Presbyterianism in Scotland.
Mm-hmm. I've been to that a couple of times, by the way. They have some great food there. Oh, really? I passed on the, what's the stuff, though, that's made out of goat's intestines? That one I passed on.
Oh, yeah, we haven't been serving that recently.
I didn't figure that would go over too well. There seemed to be an awful lot in the dish when I went by.
The kakaliki soup is a much larger hit.
Well, anyway, I wanted to mention that. Because it's a nice tradition that you continue here in Butler.
Well, we really enjoy doing it.
So tell us, Jim Cunningham, about this. It's Veterans Day concert. Tell us the details.
Well, the TMG Big Band, formerly known as the Trinity Jazz Orchestra, as you know, for the past several years has done a benefit concert called Music for Medicine for the Community Health Clinic at Suck Up Theater. So this year we decided not to do that in the same venue, the same way that we had, primarily because we had a big event just last Saturday night at Butler Country Club. And the events were getting kind of close together. So St. Andrews very graciously offered to hold the concert at their facility for us and to benefit the dental program at the Community Health Clinic with any of the funds that were raised. So that'll be a great venue for a concert like this. It'll hold a lot of people. It's a little more intimate than a normal type of an auditorium. So we're really looking forward to it. And they've really worked hard on this. They've got a volunteer group that's just gone gung-ho and promoted this thing, and it should be well done.
And it is on Veterans Day, right?
Veterans Day, the 11th, 2:30 to 4:30.
Veterans Day falls on a Sunday this year. And the reason that I emphasize that it's on Veterans Day is some activities are being transferred to Monday. For example, the Veterans Day Parade in Butler is on Monday. But this concert is Sunday afternoon.
Yes.
And where will it be? In your huge facility in the basement or upstairs in the nave of the church? Or?
It will actually be in the sanctuary.
Oh, wonderful.
So we're actually moving a few things out of the chancel to make room for the band. And we're excited about hosting it.
Are you singing, Deanna?
I am. One of the
stipulations of hosting is that I would get to sing with the big band. Mm-hmm. I'm more of a classical singer generally, and so this is a real treat for me personally to break out into a jazz song instead.
Mm-hmm. I actually have sung in your church a couple of times. Mm-hmm. It was a previous director of music there before you, the late Bob McGinnis. I don't know whether any of you knew Bob. Tremendous music talent. And I sang with him on a number of occasions at St. Andrews. Mm-hmm. I can remember the first time I went into the church. I'd never been in there before. Gorgeous architecture. Gorgeous. With those exposed beams, mm-hmm. you know. It's like straight out of Europe. It's really beautiful. People that have never been inside that church would not believe it. By the way, this church is downtown. Pastor, you should tell that because there are people listening who maybe don't know where you're at.
It is. We are, our official address is 201 East Jefferson Street. We are right on the corner of Jefferson and McCain, right next to Cubs Hall and right across the street from the playground mm-hmm. and the little red school.
And if you know where the new hotel is downtown,
there you go.
the Marriott, what is it, Spring Hill Suites, right across the street from that, mm-hmm. right across from McCain Street. It's a pretty big church. So what are you singing, Deanna?
I'll be doing three numbers out of, there's a two-hour concert. I didn't, and so one of those tunes will be He Keeps Me Singing, and then I'll do Swing Low, Sweet Chariot, and a Battle Hymn of the Republic.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Great
for Veterans
arrangements.
Day.
Yeah, real nice arrangements.
I've seen a couple of choral arrangements for Battle Hymn of the Republic that are outstanding. Mm-hmm. Different from, you know, the classic thing that everyone has heard.
Right, yeah. Right.
So what about the band, Jim? Who all, how big a band do you have company?
Going to have a full 17-piece jazz ensemble.
Oh.
And actually, Deanna's husband, Kyle, is one of the trumpet players in the band. And that's how we got St. Andrews involved. Every member of the band tries to promote the band and get a concert somewhere in their territory. The guys are from all over, and gals, we have a gal who plays lead alto, are from all over western Pennsylvania. So it helps us get out and play and get some gigs. We'll actually be doing three in a row mm-hmm. this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday night. So,
by the way, one of the other trumpet players is Jim himself.
Oh, yeah. I helped start that band 14 years.
I was
going to
say, he's a pretty well-known trumpet player here in our area. So TMG, what does that stand for, anything?
Trinity Music Group.
Oh, okay.
So within the Trinity Music Group, we have a 17-piece band, we have a 10-piece band, we have a 6-piece ensemble, we have combos, we have a brass quintet, music for all needs and purposes. So anybody that wants some performers, just let us know. We can do it. Christmas carols.
Well, that'll be coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
If you're just joining us, three guests with us, Jim Cunningham, also Deanna Golden, and Mary Malloy, Pastor Mary Malloy, talking about the Veterans Day concert that's being hosted by St. Andrew's United Presbyterian Church in downtown Butler. And it's this Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Now, there's free admission, but you're taking donations, right?
Free admission. We've had several generous sponsors that have stepped up and underwritten some of the costs associated with the concert. You can talk a little bit more about that, Pastor.
We have Concordia Lutheran Ministries very generously stepped up to underwrite the costs of the concert. Mm-hmm. And then we've had additional sponsors who have already stepped up to make donations to the community health clinic. So we've already hit, I think we're around $2,000 in terms of our offering for the health clinic, and we're hoping to see that number grow after there's a free will offering during mm-hmm. the concert. And mm-hmm. so we're excited about where we are right now, but we're hoping we can get to a little higher number by the time we write the check for the health clinic.
Even though there won't be a ticket taker at the door, we certainly hope that people would be generous in the free will offering, too.
Yes, every dollar that is given will go straight to the health clinic.
Mm-hmm. How long, Deanna Golden, how long have you been director of music at St. Andrews?
This is my 11th year mm-hmm. at St. Andrews.
Wow. It's been a lot longer than I realized.
I started when she was 12.
Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background in music. I know you to say hi, but I don't know anything about your background. Obviously, you're professionally trained in music. Are you from this area? Where'd you go to school?
I'm from Western Pennsylvania, up north in Venango County, and I went to Slippery Rock University.
Where in Venango County?
Well, it's tricky because I lived in Seneca and went to Cranberry High School, but in this county, you live in Cranberry and go to Seneca High School.
I never thought about that. Right. My childhood years were spent in Parker, just south of Venango County, sure. by a couple of miles, so that's why I was asking.
And up there, we live near Venus, but down here, you live near Mars, so it's crazy.
That's pretty good.
Right.
And you went to Slippery Rock University?
I did. I had a double major, music therapy and music education. And, you know, life takes you in a lot of different directions. But I've been a church music director since, well, this is well over 25 years, but I've lost count because it comes and goes. And this is my longest tenure in a church, and it's such a warm congregation. They're so welcoming and just appreciative of all music, of all sorts and shapes. And so this will be the first time we've gotten to bring jazz into the sanctuary, and I'm real excited about the venue and the music that's going to be brought forth. I was able to go to a couple rehearsals with the TMG Big Band in the last month, and I'm really excited for everybody to hear them. They're quite an amazing group of musicians.
Can you tell our listeners about some of the groups that you've sung with? Don't be modest about this now.
I sing regularly with Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, and that's the group that sings with the Pittsburgh Symphony. In fact, I was doing The Planets yesterday and all this weekend.
Gustav Holst, right?
Yeah. It's a women's choir, and we just get shoved in a stairwell and sing our hearts out, and because we're off stage. But the echo of the stairwell makes it sound very space-like. It's
interesting.
That's one of the least glamorous concerts that we get to do.
Well, we can't see the planets either without a telescope.
That's
so
right.
We can't see your ensemble when you're singing in the stairwell.
No, no. It's truly fun.
I love that work, too, by the way. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Any other places that you've sung?
Well, I have sung in Carnegie Hall 3 times, I think. But I think of my top 3 favorite concerts to have done, I'm just about to replace one of those with an upcoming concert. I'll be singing with Andrea Bocelli on December 8th at PPG Center.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Really?
Seriously.
Holy
I know.
Moly.
I pinched myself. This is really quite a... I'm really looking forward. Like I said, that's definitely in my top 3 for sure.
Mm. Wow. I pretty much complete anybody's bucket list.
Right?
I think.
Right? Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you get a chance to hear Deanna Golden, who will be guest vocalist. And Andrew Carnes, I guess, is going to be singing too.
Yeah, Andrew's our male vocalist. Mm-hmm. Wonderful singer.
The concert we're talking about is a Veterans Day concert. Can you give us a little bit about the program, Jim Cunningham? What songs are people going to hear when they come to the concert on Sunday afternoon?
Well, it's an interesting selection of tunes. Since it's Veterans Day and we're in a church, we're going to do a combination of gospel and patriotic tunes.
Good.
All set to jazz.
Very appropriate.
We're going to start off with a really nice arrangement of the Star Spangled Banner, American Patrol, which is one of the old classics, the Glenn Miller arrangement, will be one of our patriotic tunes that we do.
Played that in 7th grade band a few years back.
Yeah. God Bless the USA. You know, you got to do that on a God and Country show. Yankee Doodle, terrific jazz arrangement of Yankee Doodle. Stars and Stripes. We have a wonderful arrangement of Stars and Stripes.
Sousa, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's one of the tunes on our latest CD. And, you know, there's a real difficult piccolo part in Stars and Stripes. And as a woodwind player, you understand this. Most saxophone players and clarinet players who double on the flute struggle with the piccolo.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired the piccolo player from the Pittsburgh Symphony to lay down the track. When you hear that, I mean, you say, wow, who's that person playing? That's Pittsburgh Symphony's piccolo player.
One thing about a piccolo player, they never had any problems carrying their instrument to work.
Put it in their back pocket. That's right.
Just be careful. Put it in your shirt pocket.
Just don't sit on it. Yeah. The other thing we're going to do that we love to do at these programs for veterans is an armed forces medley. Mm-hmm. So we play all of the armed force theme songs and have members of the various services, when they hear their song played, we ask them to stand up and be honored at that. So it'll be good. And it's still jazz, you know, it's, even though it's patriotic tunes and gospel tunes, it's all set to jazz rhythms and with the 17-piece band. Mm-hmm. We've got one of the greatest drummers in the region playing with this band. So if anybody just likes to come and be entertained, you come and watch our drummer, Mickey Zangas is his name.
He's definitely a visual entertainer as well as auditory.
Yeah, and he doesn't even know it. You know? He just really gets into it. And
fun to watch, huh?
Yeah, very, yeah. Very much fun, and he's very good.
You mentioned jazz arrangements. We should take a minute to talk about that, because a lot of folks... you know, that's a term that covers a wide range of music, really. There's like modern jazz. There's many folks refer to the big band era as, you know, kind of a jazz arrangement. Right?
Exactly. And that's one of the reasons we actually changed the name of this group. We were originally called the Trinity Jazz Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
And people would say, oh, I don't like jazz. I don't want to come and hear that.
That's why I wanted to talk about it.
And I would say... Do you like the sound of the big bands? Oh, yeah, I love that. Well, that's what we do.
Yeah.
So we changed it to TMG Big Band, because it's not the traditional small group modern type jazz that you hear. Although some, you know, we do some arrangements like that occasionally. But most of the stuff we do is audience-friendly big band type stuff. And, you know, we're a repertory jazz orchestra, so... We'll play famous selections from all the different big bands, the Dorseys, Stan Kenton, Count Basie, that type of thing. And we have some originals ourselves. We have a young keyboard player named Jeremiah Grigg. Mm-hmm. This kid is a musical genius.
Yes.
If you get a chance, Dave, come and hear this concert. This kid has been writing our arrangements for us, and to hear him play the keyboard is just incredible. He's not very old. He might be 25, 26 years old.
Wow.
And
he's writing music at that
age?
He's
writing. He just wrote an arrangement, an Essen Dorum, for me, for the Pittsburgh Civic Orchestra to play. He sat down and did it like in a day.
Wow.
So he's incredible. So got some very, very talented people in that band. And we've been together for 14 years. So it's a pretty tight, well-knit group musically and socially. We're all pretty good friends. Good people.
Let's take a break. We'll talk a little bit more with our guests about a wonderful opportunity, Veterans Day concert coming up this Sunday, honoring veterans and benefiting the Community Health Clinic. It has a new name, too. We want to talk about that. But we'll take a break first and then be back here on It's Your Turn on WISR right after these words.
The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot has delicious, all-natural, free-roaming turkeys and chickens to make your Thanksgiving meal special this year. Their birds are handled with extreme care and are preservative and additive-free. Buy your turkey frozen today or get it fresh right before the big holiday meal. For the tastiest turkeys and chickens in Western PA, call the Jones Turkey Farm, 724-352-2450, or visit jonesturkeyfarm.com. The Jones Turkey Farm in Cabot, quite simply the best.
Welcome back, good friends. We're talking about a concert, a Veterans Day concert coming up. Guess when? Veterans Day, this coming Sunday at St. Andrew's United Presbyterian Church in downtown Butler. We're pleased to have the pastor of St. Andrew's with us here today, Pastor Mary Malloy. Talk a little bit about some of the community outreach, if you would, Pastor, that operates through St. Andrew's.
The congregation has a real heart for community outreach. We host the Wednesday night community dinner. We also host the Sunday lunch program. And we share our building with a number of community organizations We host several Narcotics Anonymous groups. We host a caregivers support group for the National Alliance on Mental Health Issues. I believe that's what NAMI stands for. I may be wrong on that. We also have provided space for support groups for the Samaritan Counseling Center, and have provided space for special events for Voice and other community organizations.
That's a lot more than going to church on Sunday.
Absolutely. Huh? And then they also do a lot in terms of supporting local and international missions. We have a sponsor child at the Indo-American Home for Children and sponsor several mission co-workers in Africa. So there's a lot going on. The congregation is very community-minded and very interested in giving.
St. Andrew's music director, Deanna Golden, will be guest vocalist for this concert. Do you have to pick the music every Sunday for services?
I do. Mary follows the lectionary, so we have some sort of idea of the theme, and I may or may not be able to match some music to that, but a lot of times we're just looking at people's schedules on how many choir members might be out of town that day. But we have a very rich music program there, where we not only have the adult singers, but who we call the chancel choir, but then we have several English handbell groups that are led by Susan Moon, who has been volunteering as an interim position for 30 plus years now.
The board is still deciding whether to make her the permanent director.
She's fantastic. So we have, and then we have several youth who are have been performing at this church since they were three, and they are so comfortable just getting up, and now they're all playing instruments, they're playing in ensembles. So for Christmas I will be writing parts. I just sort of rearrange it so it's in their ability level, and so we have a small brass group, and my daughter plays clarinet, so we sometimes have brass and friends and add the clarinet with the brass, which actually works better than I had expected.
I know in my church choir, there's always it's not a debate, but some people like some of the older classical hymns. Some people like the newer stuff.
You just have to mix it all in. You do a little bit of everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Some of the newer ones are quite a bit different. I guess I tend toward the older, more classical things. Some of the great, hymns from 200 or 300 years ago that are still so relevant today.
Right. And I know that music in general changes throughout the years, but I do prefer a hymnal with four parts, because just yesterday my husband was singing tenor one verse, and the next verse he'd do bass, and I would jump to the alto, and you can read it and participate in various ways, and it's
maybe you can jump from tenor to bass.
I wouldn't expect you to do that, Dave.
No, I'll just stick on the bass, too. Thank you very much. if there's any other part, I'm not going there. Yeah, well, your husband must be as talented as you are. Yeah, that's terrific. Well, it's interesting to get a little bit of insight into what a director of music does these days. One of our bigger churches. Jim, I wanted to talk about the name change since the last time you and I chatted. We do have an official name change for the Community Health Clinic.
Yes, we do. We just had our 10th anniversary a few weeks ago, and at that celebration, we announced the name change to the Gene B. Purvis Community Health Center of Butler County. Gene was the motivating person that really got that clinic started 10 years ago. So we thought it would just be proper to have that clinic named after her. And I think Jean was pretty happy with that. So we had a nice ceremony, and WISR was out there and broadcast live, actually, during the process of the name change. So it's now the Gene B. Purvis Community Health Center of Butler County.
The Gene B. Purvis Community Health Center serves individuals who don't have insurance many of them working, but they simply don't have insurance where they work, or people who have insurance but have not yet found a personal care physician or maybe on a waiting list. And it's age-specific. It's from 19 to 64, and there's a reason for that. First of all, if you're 65, you can be covered by Medicare, and if you're a child, you can be covered under the CHIP program.
Exactly, exactly.
So the center is really, it's a safety net for people who would otherwise fall through the cracks.
Yes, exactly.
The Gene B. Purvis Community Health Center. If you want more information on their services, you can give them a call. They're located just off, well, I want to say it's Katanning Street, but I think it changes the name after it gets out the road a little ways.
East Butler, I think people think that is the East Butler Road.
East Butler Road. It's not very far out of Butler. No. Start out Katanning Street, you blink a couple of times and you're there. And the Community Health Clinic, the address is actually 103 Bonnie Drive, but you can call them to see if you qualify for their services or to get more information on their services. And once again, Jim, if you can go over the details of this concert, the time and so on, this Sunday.
2:30 to 4:30 p.m., November 11th at St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. I guess the parking is grab it where you can get it, right? It's on the street.
Well, there's on-street parking. There's also parking available in the parking garage.
That's right. There's a new parking garage
right across the street.
Yeah.
There is a parking lot about halfway down the block between McCain and Main Street, and we've been given permission to use that. And I believe we have permission to park in the school parking as well. So, and there's a municipal lot about halfway down the block on Jefferson between Cliff Street and, well, it's opposite Covenant Presbyterian Church before you get to Franklin Street. Mm-hmm. There's a parking lot right before Maze Music, and we've been given permission to use that as well.
There's also a lot of street parking.
Yes.
In that area, and at 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon, there should be plenty of space there. Heck, we have seven churches in that two-block area, and everybody manages to get there and squeeze in every Sunday. So
we do manage.
I think we'll be fine for a Sunday afternoon concert. Technically, there's no admission charge, but hey, open up your pocketbooks, right, Jim?
Exactly. The clinic operates totally on charitable gifts. So this is very helpful to the clinic.
There'll be a free will offering taken up, and I didn't realize you said it's a full 2 hours. It's a full show.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do two full sets with a short intermission. So plenty of music.
And if you've never had a chance to hear Deanna Golden, you won't want to miss this.
Thanks, Dave.
She is a songbird, that's for sure. Nice to have her here, and nice to have Pastor Mary Malloy as well from St. Andrews here
great
today.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, good to see you all.
Thanks,
good to see you.
Thank
all.
You so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Coming up, we're scheduled to chat with some young adults from Butler Senior High School about their all-school play, which is coming up. We love to talk to the young people doing good things. So stick around. There'll be more to come on It's Your Turn here on WISR right after these words.
PA Post, the statewide news organization covering issues and policy in Pennsylvania, is your go-to source for election information. From the gubernatorial and Senate races to the contests in each of Pennsylvania's newly drawn 18 congressional districts, make PA Post your source for pre-election research. You'll find annotated debate transcripts and articles comparing candidates' stances on the issues. All of this is available to help you make an informed decision at the polls. Find it at papost.org.
Thompson Miller Funeral Home in Butler answers your questions about cremation. Here are the most asked questions. Should you consider cremation for your loved one? Is it appropriate for your family? How would they feel about it? What's the appropriate funeral service and what's the cost? These are all good questions. Cremation offers three advantages: simplicity, convenience, and it's local. Thompson Miller's cremation services are right here in Butler at our own newly created facility. We assure you that your loved one will never leave our care at any point in the process. Let's talk it over privately here at Thompson Miller in Butler, or call us at 724-287-3706, 287-3706, or online at www.thompson-miller.com. Thompson Miller, at the corner of East North and McCain Streets in downtown Butler. Thompson Miller, time-honored excellence.
The Penguins welcome in divisional rival New Jersey on Monday night for a clash at PPG Paints Arena in the first meeting of the season between the two teams. Stay tuned for all the action with coverage beginning at 6:30 p.m. with Penguins Live pregame, and then it's up to the booth for the call of the Pens and the Devils with the Hall of Famer Mike Lang and the old 2-9er Phil Bork at 7 o'clock on the Penguins Radio Network.
Pittsburgh Penguins Hockey brought to you in part by Cash Dollar & Associates, Thrower Concrete, Monday Shoes, Camisa's Auto Body, Butler Agway, and Schneider's 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Our listeners have spoken, and the results are in. Butler's best businesses have been determined. Congratulations to our winners and to all the local businesses who were nominated. And thanks to everyone who voted in our first ever Butler's Best ballot. Visit butlerradio.com to see a complete list of Butler's Best.
Welcome back, good friends, and we move into the next segment of our It's Your Turn program today. We welcome several young adults from Butler Senior High School who are getting ready to raise the curtain on the all-school play, directed by Dale Van Lanningham. Dale, good to see you. Nice to have you back with us again.
Thanks for having us again.
Okay. The play is this weekend, right?
This Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Senior High Auditorium.
I'm sorry, we're getting a pounding somewhere. Somebody... Anybody know where that's coming from?
No idea.
No.
Nobody's hitting the table or anything, are they?
No, that's my information. Oh,
very strange. Okay. Poltergeist or something. I don't know. It sounds like the telltale heart here. I can hear it in my headphones. Well, we'll press on. What's the name of the play?
Epic Proportions.
And I don't know this play. What's it all about?
It was actually on Broadway back in the late 90s for about 93 performances, yeah. Oh. Written by Larry Cohn and David Crane. Comedy. Basically, it's a bit of a spoof on the old Cecil B. DeMille epics. Oh. There's a director who's decided he's going to produce a film of the entire history of the world from the beginning to the present.
<He's> entire history of the world.
Yeah. And the antics that ensue, basically. It has a closed set in the middle of the Arizona desert, buses everybody in, and it's basically about the characters who are trying to accomplish this ridiculous feat.
Hmm. Well, let's meet our students visiting with us here today. First of all, we say hello to Drew Brown. Drew, nice to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
What character are you playing extravaganza here?
I'm playing the character of Phil.
And who is he?
Well, there's these two brothers, Phil and Benny, who's played by Luigi over here, who are extras in this big movie that they're filming in the desert. Phil is kind of the older brother. He's kind of more bossy, and he's kind of in charge and bossing Benny around.
Mm-hmm. Luigi Fell is also here, who plays Benny, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So... you guys are both supposed to be in this production?
Yes.
Do you know what's going on whenever you go there?
Well, Phil eventually becomes, like, the director of this movie set. And basically, Benny is under his jurisdiction, under his, like, rule the entire time. So Phil knows what's going on. Benny knows. He feels kind of like... in the beginning, he feels like it's kind of unfair. He's getting, like, small roles. And then once Phil becomes, like, the director, he gets to be one of the main characters.
A little bit of nepotism there, huh? You give your brother a better part.
Yeah. And then he falls in love with Amanda's character, Louise. And then that leads to, like, an affair, kind of. Which, once Phil finds out, obviously, he's pretty upset about that, so...
problems on the set, I can see that.
Yeah, so it's a lot of drama.
Well, let's shift that microphone over there, and we'll talk with Amanda Bishop. Amanda, nice to have you here today as well.
Thank you for having me.
So you play this character called Louise?
Yeah, Louise Goldman. She's like the assistant director at first, and then something happens to our original director, and then like I take over, and basically I fall in love with Phil at first too, and then as he kind of drifts away, I start to fall in love with Benny.
Love is such a fickle thing.
Yeah. So there's a lot of drama in that category.
Is this a big cast, or is it just the three of you? Or?
There's 16 of us.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, big cast, huh? Yeah. I'm seeing already here, this is reminiscent of the Ten Commandments, Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys are all much too young. Have you heard about that film?
I've seen that movie.
It's on TV like every Easter time.
Yeah.
And it was made in the 1950s sometime, I think. Cecil B. DeMille was a big epic producer of epics in Hollywood. And if you see the film today, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but it's funny because the special effects were so poor back then.
Like comparison.
Yeah.
But at the time, yeah.
At the time, it was terrific, but now you see, you know, the parting of the Red Sea by Moses. I mean, you just have to laugh because pretty funny. So this show, in a good way,
mm-hmm.
makes fun of that. Huh?
Well, basically, it just follows the journey, if you will, of these three main characters, everything that happens on stage leads to another problem, which leads to another problem, which leads to another problem, and it just kind of like snowballs from there.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of different characters involved. Like I said, it's a pretty good sized cast for a play,
yeah.
So everybody gets a little bit of a bit in there, which is nice. It's just long enough too. It's going to run about an hour 20, hour 30. With an intermission, so it's just enough to get you laughing. You know, they don't wear too thin in the jokes. Just when you're, hey, this is great. Okay, well, it's over, which is the best way to do it, you know. But it's a lot of fun. The jokes are good. There's physical comedy. There's comedy written into the script.
Mm-hmm.
We worked pretty hard on it. It's coming along.
Is there a plot, Drew Brown, to this movie that this epic you're trying to make in the middle of the Arizona desert?
Yeah, there's a plot. Well, it kind of starts out how I fall in love with Amanda's character, and then I become the director, like they said, and it just kind of, yeah, like it all comes as crashing down. Once I become the director, I kind of like change everything about the movie, and everything just goes crazy. Nothing makes sense. The story's really all gone in the movie. If you want to add.
Yeah, I mean, once Phil takes over, it basically becomes chaotic, and there's a lot of drama, of course, between my character and Amanda's character. And then basically, the show kind of falls apart. The cast begins to resent Phil, which is Drew's character, and then it ends with the entire cast of the movie wanting to go home. So my character, basically, in the last scene, leads them back to civilization because it's in the middle of the desert.
Is the movie ever made?
No, it did not get finished.
Mm. Scrap that, huh?
Yeah.
It's not going to happen here. It's
kind of ambitious to begin anyways.
Let me talk with Amanda again. Obviously, there's many other characters here, 13 in addition to you folks. What are some of these other people? How are they involved?
Well, there's like the mob, and they make up like the majority of like the ensemble.
You say the mob?
Yeah, that's what they're called. Yeah.
I can remember when I was studying Aristophanes and stuff like that, there was the Greek chorus. Is that what this kind of a Greek chorus? Is that what the mob is?
Yeah. They're basically like the...
The extras.
Yeah, the extras and like the citizens in the movie and... Mm-hmm.
The townspeople, The townspeople.
Yes.
Public citizens.
Yeah.
Had you any of you ever heard of this play before you did it?
No.
Not at all.
Do you find it funny, Drew?
I do find it funny. There's some good jokes. Not like a lot of one-liners, but more of like some overarching comedy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of physical comedy.
Your director, Dale Van Allingham, your teacher, said there's physical comedy in here. That's a special skill. you know, there's one guy that is actually still acting. He's now in his 80s, Dick Van Dyke. Obviously, you are all too young to have seen his original show, The Dick Van Dyke Show. But and I don't think in his 80s he's still doing physical comedy. But he was terrific at that. He would, you know, come into a room and trip over the ottoman or the hassock and fall on his head. I mean, he did it every week, and it was hilarious. You know. Do you do any of that kind of stuff,
yeah,
Luigi?
Yeah, I mean, there's some things that, you know, we definitely over-exaggerate, just for the sake of comedy, you know. Then there's also a few kissing scenes, well,
that could be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of references to, like, other things, which I think the show does a good job of finding a balance so that it's interesting for younger viewers, but also for older viewers, you know, to keep it all.
What about costumes? What are you wearing?
Well, I, unlike my other castmates, have many different costume changes, which is sort of rough, but everyone else is pretty much in, like, a togas for, like, a ancient times, because that's when most of the movie...
It's in ancient Greece, ancient Egypt.
So yeah, okay, I got you. Like Greek, Romans, Egyptians, they all wore togas, yeah.
But later on, I have to wear this, like, 1930s director outfit, which is, you know, strange, so to speak.
From ancient civilizations to the 1930s. Indeed, we're covering the entire history of the world in this play. There was a movie, I might be mixed up here, Dale, a Mad World. Remember that?
I'm familiar with it, yes.
Yeah, Jimmy Durante, I can remember, and a bunch of other people, and I think that tried to cover the history of the world. Or was it a Mel Brooks film that tried to do the entire history of the world?
Well, he did back in the 70s. That was History of the World, Part 1. They never made Part 2.
Kind of like this one.
Yeah.
You guys know Mel Brooks, don't you?
I've heard the name.
Yeah, that's familiar.
Oh. Blazing Saddle? No?
Doesn't ring a bell.
I'm getting blank stares here.
Yeah.
We're showing our age, yeah.
The producers, I have a poster hanging in my office.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, there you go.
Funny guy. Google it when you get home. He's done some very, very, very funny movies, Mel Brooks. I want to make sure. Do we offer lotteries or anything like that? Okay, we'll take a quick break, check the lottery numbers. We'll be back and chat some more with our guests. It's the Butler High All School Play.
Yes.
And it's this weekend at Butler Senior High Auditorium. We have three of the cast members here. We'll pick up our conversation with them right after these words.
Midday lottery numbers for you today. The pick 2 is 15, 1, 5. The pick 3 is 146. The pick 4, 0, 3, 0, 5. The pick 5, 9, 6, 4, 2, 6. The wild ball for each of those is 5. The treasure hunt, 9, 17, 19, 21, and 30. Estimated jackpot for tomorrow's treasure hunt is $71,000.
Our hands and wrists are in motion nearly every minute of every day. So when you develop pain, everyday tasks become a problem. And although the causes of pain may vary, the orthopedic hand and upper extremity surgeons at Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers diagnose and treat a wide array of conditions. To learn more about hand and upper extremity care, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483. Tri-Rivers Musculoskeletal Centers, partnering with the Butler community for more than 20 years.
Welcome back, friends. We're pleased to have three young adults with us here in the studio. They're all juniors at Butler High School, and they're all cast members of the upcoming all-school play, Epic Proportions, which is going to be on the boards this weekend. Dale Van Lanningham, you said two nights, right?
Yep, Friday and Saturday.
Friday and Saturday.
7:30, Senior High Auditorium.
Tickets at the door?
Tickets at the door, $10.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that's good price for a night's entertainment.
Yep.
Especially a lot of laughs. Let's talk a little bit with our students here, and I'll just go around the table. Drew Brown, you're a junior, right?
Yes.
Have you done other stuff on stage before?
Yeah, I have. I've done other stuff on stage. Started doing shows here at Butler High in 7th grade. Done them ever since.
Mm-hmm. So that would be 7, 8, 9, 10, 5 years ago.
Yeah, 5 years. A lot of shows here.
So you do a show pretty much every year?
Yes. Well, we do 3 shows a year.
Was there an opportunity even when you were in junior high to?
Well, when we were in junior high, we would have like a fall play there, but it would just be the intermediate students, and I did those too.
I've always thought that it was great, great experience when you're in junior high and senior high to do something on stage. You're able to gain a lot of confidence about, you know, speaking in public and so on, especially in front of your peers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Got the other kids out there, don't you think?
Yeah, I've learned a lot about public speaking and then trying to get everyone's attention, you know, focus on me.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Luigi? Are you a theater veteran, only a junior in high school?
I mean, compared to these two, I'm relatively new to the game.
A rookie, a newbie.
I mean, last year was my first show with Butler, and then I did the all-school play last year as well as the all-school musical. So this is my third show with Butler, but...
You did other stuff, other places?
Minor stuff. Mm-hmm. So, you know, stuff like with the Butler Little Theater.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
you mean like with the Children's Workshop or something?
Yeah, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I live not too far from there, so it was just something I did when I was younger, but this is... The last 3 shows have been my biggest things I've been involved with.
Do you hold auditions, Dale, whenever you're doing the all-school play or the musical or whatever?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have auditions for this. Would have been second, third week of school. Mm-hmm. We've been rehearsing since then. Yeah. Matter of fact, we'll have auditions here beginning of December for the all-school musical. We'll start on that as soon as we get back after Christmas. Yeah.
First things first, though. Get this one out of the way, huh?
Yeah, one show at a time.
Let's talk with Amanda Bishop. What about your theatrical resume there, Amanda? Have you done a lot of shows?
Yeah, I've always done like the school stuff and functions here with that. But I like do stuff outside of this, and I've always loved to like sing and participate in like musical things. So I don't know. I just love to do them.
And what have you done outside of school?
I've done like summer dramatics and MTG.
Oh, excellent. And what have you done for MTG?
Beauty and the Beast.
Okay.
Yeah, that was last year. And then I did some productions with summer dramatics, done a few of those.
Mm-hmm. Beauty and the Beast is a great show. You did that, didn't you?
No, I have not.
You haven't? No. You thinking about that sometime?
Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
A lot of strange costumes, a lot harder than togas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. Let's check with our students here. I love to talk with young adults, although all of these guests are just juniors, so maybe they're not thinking too much about life after high school. Drew's looking at me like, hey, I'm only a junior. What do you want to do with your life? What's your dream career, your dream job, Drew?
I really don't know. I've been looking to do a bunch of stuff, but there's nothing. There's stuff that like I'd like to do, but I don't know. There's a lot I'm interested in, but I don't know. I plan on going to college, but I'm not sure what for yet.
You're a junior. Yeah. When I was a junior in high school, I think I still wanted to be a cowboy, so, so not to worry. What about you, Luigi Fell?
I'm somebody who like just has so many ambitions. I want to do lots of different things, but one of the things I find really fascinating is like airplanes. I would love to be a pilot.
Ah.
Yeah, like an airline pilot. But if not that, I don't know. I feel like foreign relations or something like that. Not necessarily like politics, but like dealing with like foreign diplomacy mm-hmm. and stuff like that.
Interesting. I thought about that too when I was your age, you know, going into the Foreign Service somewhere.
Yeah.
Be posted overseas, you know?
Yeah. So.
Kinda nice, exciting.
It is. It's very exciting.
Yeah. Well, good luck, whatever you decide to do, whether it's that or something else. Push that microphone over there to Amanda. It looks like she's anxious to tell me about her dream career.
Ever since I was little, I've always wanted to do, like stuff with like musical theater. So my older sister did, and she's always been like a big role model for me.
What's your older sister's name?
Sarah Bishop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she does that, and she lives in New York City, and she, I don't know, I just...
She's already out of school?
Yeah. Yeah, she went to the University of Cincinnati.
She's a professional entertainer, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've always just been, like, inspired to follow her footsteps, and it's just, like, something I've always loved to do.
You have you come from a musical family?
Yeah. All of my sisters, whenever we were little, we would, like, play the piano, and we play a lot of instruments, actually, and we all took dance lessons and voice lessons and instrumental lessons and, like, the marching band and just, like, a lot of stuff.
Mm. Well, good luck. That's a tough career. You would have personal experience with that with your sister. You can be really, really good, and,
yeah,
you know, if the breaks aren't there, that doesn't work out, mm-hmm. You know. So you have to go to college for that?
It's definitely suggested just because a lot of connections are made in college and you learn a lot and, like, mm-hmm. There are little things that a lot of people don't know that really make it or break it.
Especially music and dance. I mean, you know, big difference between studying dance in college and, you know, going to dance lessons when you're 6 years old.
Yeah.
Well, good luck to you if that's what you decide to do. Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize that you'd been working on this play this long.
Yeah.
So since shortly after school started, huh?
Yeah, Monday through Thursday, after school till 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a commitment, but there's a lot of leeway.
Do you have any trouble? There's so many fall sports these days for both boys and girls. Do you have any trouble getting, you know, enough people to do a show?
Not usually.
We've got soccer, volleyball, football.
Everybody has their interests, and they do what they want to do. We have 16 in the cast. We had like 30 some people audition. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we had enough. So.
What do you do for sets in Butler High Productions? Do the students build the sets?
Yes, yeah, we make all of our own stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, we have some stock inventory items or whatever, and it's just a matter of altering it or repainting it or adjusting it. But, yeah, we make all of our own scenery at Butler. Yeah.
Quite a large scene shop there.
Yes, it is. Yep.
A lot of storage
good
space.
Good place to work, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So you don't get any help from adult volunteers?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they come in. We do have a number of volunteers who come in to assist us, yeah. But they provide guidance and teach some of the techniques and that. But it's mostly it's all done in-house, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't usually buy too much, you know. We do it all in-house. And we have some great volunteers, actually. Will and Audrey Eberly, their children have been graduated now for years, and they just keep coming back. So please keep coming back. We could use your help. Bob Harrison, a former teacher here at Butler, been retired for quite a while now, still comes back and helps. And yeah, we have a pretty nice base of volunteers who help us out a lot.
What kind of sets do you have for this show, Epic Proportion?
We have a base, like a unit set in the center platform that we kind of build off of, if you will, and then a series of like tag walls to come in to denote different locations. And lighting helps a whole lot to, you know, denote where we're at and, you know, mm-hmm. changing the props and stuff on stage. And
complicated lighting or sound?
I would say complicated more than most shows. You know, there's 70 plus light cues.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and it's probably only about 8 to 10 sound cues, but they're
important
ones.
You have student technicians who run the
yes,
light board and
yeah,
so on?
We have somebody around. We have a student stage manager who runs the show. We have a student light operator, and then we have two students on the running crew. They'll handle the flies and the props and stuff.
So when you say all school play, that's what it is.
It's the whole school, yep.
Yeah. Did you guys know each other before you were selected to be in this show, Drew?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Butler's, I came from a very, very small high school. We knew everybody.
Mm.
We knew all the teachers, all the students, all the janitorial staff. We knew everybody. But Butler's a big school, so, you know, it's impossible that you wouldn't know each other.
Yeah, I mean, from the last few plays and productions we've done, I've gotten to know these two well. Actually, I knew Drew in my childhood. We used to be best buddies for some time, but
no more now, though. Mortal enemies.
Yeah, now
rivals.
Now rivals. Yeah, I think the entire theater group does a really good job, and it's really nice. It's kind of like a family in a way because, I mean, you spend so much time together. You're bound to, you know, become close with your castmates.
You bond if you're, you know, rehearsing all the time. Yeah.
So, memories are made. I would say that's probably, for me, the most I take away from this. But, it's a good experience. Everyone gets to know each other. even if you meet people who probably maybe you wouldn't even usually converse with usually, but yeah, it's a diverse group, and it's fun. It's a good group.
I always think it's fun to see a young person or a young adult who's kind of not necessarily introverted, but quiet, a little bit shy, and they'll do a show and they'll just bloom. You know? Oh, yeah. I'm sure you've seen that
a few times over the years. Yeah,
yeah, it can be a real sea change for them, mm-hmm. which is a wonderful thing. So tickets available at the door
at
either
the door,
Friday or Saturday night.
Yep. Yeah. $10
for epic proportions. It sounds like it's going to be pretty funny. Butler High School's all-school play this weekend. So I've taken you out of class, all of you, to come down here.
I'm not complaining.
This is fun for me.
Hopefully you're not
better
missing like a physics class or something like that, right?
No. No.
I would have given my eye teeth to miss a physics class when I was in high school. Hated that subject. Nice to have you all here. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks for having us.
Drew Brown, Luigi Fell, and Amanda Bishop. Juniors all at Butler Senior High School and all cast members of Epic Proportions. Dale, I really appreciate you bringing the young adults down. I enjoy talking to them. And our listeners like to hear them, too. So many times our young adults don't get on the radio or make the news unless something bad has happened. And I think it's great to talk about them when something good is happening. So.